Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month, we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello, everyone, and how is everyone doing today with all these light frequencies and moving around frequencies and discombobulated frequencies? Boy, oh boy, I welcome you all from all over to join me tonight in having a little bit of a discussion, teaching, and an activation that's going to relate to all of these energies of light on a higher level. I know it's been very testing for some of us trying to get used to the higher frequencies coming in, and then those who we are close to who are also adjusting but unfamiliar with the higher vibrations, and therefore they seem to be streaming in a lot of agitation and frustration and kind of collapsing our own higher vibration as they pull on us for assistance. And sometimes that assistance becomes emotional tearing to our aura fields. So I sat with the higher beings and the crystal Star Elders and Star Nations came in once again earlier on Sunday from the very high dimensions that I tapped into back in 11-11-11 with those star beings and star elders. It seems that the crystal light grid systems or dimensions of crystal light grid systems kind of start peeking in a little bit since the 3-3 gateway and solstice, spring equinox. And I'm finding that there's a new energy. It's very, very crisp and clear, and it's tapping into our emotional bodies in the abdominal chakra area. It's tapping into the inner mind and the left side of the body more than the right side. It's kind of waking up and pulling up a lot of energies that seem to have been stagnantly blocked or corroded over by all the other lifetimes. And it's pulling up. And as it's pulling up, what's happening is we're becoming more enlightened of the higher vibrations around us. And so we're very sensitive. And I'm finding this with a lot of conversations, a lot of tapping into scheduling where there's an inconsistency of follow up or follow through because the consciousness is just not balanced. So you may send an email or you may send a flyer or you may send a phone message, or you may ask someone a question, and there's still no response. Like, okay, am I here, or have I already left this dimension? So I thought, you know, there is this acceleration of the body, mind, and soul into a crystallite soul, but holy cats, how do we have the foot down here trying to operate and also exceeding high frequencies of beautiful, beautiful light beings telepathically connecting to us on a higher ethereal grid? So it's just all very new, and it's all very interesting for everyone. We don't really have the book to open and follow the symptoms and the effects and the scheduling of what's coming up next month. We're in the mystery zone, I would say, except that I have been able to connect into a more divine vibration with this star elder and some of the star beings that do take me into these higher echelons of light blankets, I guess you'd say, of information, and shower me with insight of how to keep stabilized and how to be balanced in operating through the day. Because we can't all go into stillness and solitude and run away and close the doors and windows. We have to accept, adapt, and integrate on all that we're connecting and communicating with in both dimensions of our here and now living soul in a 3D dimension, transforming into a 5D consciousness field, and also of our higher life dimension that seems to be peeking in and pulling that little child inside of us up into those higher corridors to play, not only in the nighttime, sleep time, meditation time, but sometimes, you know, just sitting still time. So I really wanted to go over a few concepts maybe to discuss that each day as we're transforming and feeling these higher frequencies coming in, it's really about beginning to be aware, really be aware more often in the day of your own energy field. What you're transmitting out as you're breathing out, how you're feeling inside. How are you feeling right now? As you're transmitting that feeling in your outer field right now. And what these current frequencies and emotions that you're holding right now, they're the ones that are actually creating and reflecting out to your aura and your outer and ethereal field areas. And we want everything to be in harmony. So it's a matter of what's going on the inside is being amplified now on the outside, because there's so many people in the same frequency right now. So you're amplifying that current of that uneasiness or unsteadiness of whatever's going on inside your emotional body as you're healing and moving into a higher state. So focus more on everything that is surrounding you. So the moment that there's no reaction or strong reaction or limited reaction of anything that you're seeing of these reflections that is in the outer body, focus immediately on how did I attract this back into my life? And at that very moment, call in the essences of your higher light particled beings that walk with you and surround all of your higher soul and its essence that is permeating more deeply into these outer fields than you realize. So your ethereal body above the aura is already permeating more and more of the higher intelligent species, because they're arriving on the planet in very, very small particle waves every day. So if you begin to bring in the higher vibrations through stillness and harmonically attune through stillness onto the crown, into the inner mind's eye, accept the frequencies of the stillness of the light beings that you're bringing in, and then just breathe that out. And you're breathing that light essence directly into your energetic field. And go back into the stillness so that you have a new conscious awareness that all is being orchestrated on a higher intelligent level than we know to bring everything into calmness. When we bring everything within the body, right into the throat chakra, the thymus, which is just below the throat chakra, right above the heart, that's that little bone right there, and into the heart. These three areas are extremely important because they're housing the higher crystal seedlings of our originating soul light essence and information. So I find that the moment that we move into frustration, anxiousness, unsettledness, all the questioning mind from the little child within, we start getting our left foot, right foot all over the place. And this is because you're moving in phase with that outer body's uneasy consciousness. You're reflecting it, you're aligning to it, you're attracting more into it. And now all of a sudden, the whole communication network of what you're looking forward to for a great day is kind of out of alignment and unbalanced. So we really need to be fully aware more hours of the day and be in a focused state of consciousness of breathing in more often of this higher light essence that is permeating into your outer fields more than you know. What will happen is you start infusing these higher frequencies more often in the breath of going in stillness for a few minutes every day, you're going to start imprinting these light essences, and their vibrations will start becoming that field more. Ama ara bariachi inchi ichu shishu shukura bariatirana. And those frequencies are much higher in a vibration so that they will not be attracted or attaching into any of the lower frequencies of some other consciousness field or some other emotional field that is not attuned to that spiraling light vibration. I kind of wanted to explain it to everyone that way so that you can kind of get a visual of being in alignment and balance and anchored. We say this all the time, but really, why are we doing it? And what's really happening when we're doing it? Because after the show's over or after the meditation or the audio's done, I'm, you know, feeling the grumbles or the unsteadiness of other energies attaching or attacking me again. And it's because the unknowingness of what we're to be doing with our energy fields has never really been transmitted in an educated way. And so they came in today and said, "Child, dearest child of mine, when your presence of your holiest I am and its essence, the Abba de Chodo Kodeta Pada, is in the divineness, Dabba de Chodo of my light, Nichurno, then I am within you." When you breathe in my light and you feel my essence pouring within you, then I am healing you, releasing you, and honoring you for calling me home, back into your heart, where your little one resides. In Chukumatana, that little one within you, my child, knows who I am. And its soul desires to be connected, aligned, and attuned to my light vibration. So that we can communicate and stay connected in the spirit of the body and mind. They show and the highest, holiest essence of its soul within you. Anchi, when you have harmonically balanced this I am light presence and its frequency in all vibrations of the body and the mind, your soul spirit and its light will form within your heartbeat. And your in-breath and out-breath will just be me. Shatakathirana. Now you know, child, how to be strong, how to stay centered and balanced and aligned. It is through me, your own divine soul light and its oneness of consciousness that is waiting for you and all others to tap into. Nishido, you have been blocked and interrupted and taken on another path when you are following those other emotions and reactions and timelines that causes you loneliness, uncertainty, and for some cravings, programs, and old memories that create those sadness and uneasiness, turmoils, traumas, and battles of the night. Yet your inner soul child waits for you to move away and step into the higher light of stillness, so that my own essence of the holiest I am that I am will heal the mind, balance the body, and align the soul into a perfect vibration of love. Diyachada. And so if you breathe in the master essence of your own I am presence, every day, the moment you wake up, and be in the state of awareness that you are breathing out this light essence into your outer field, you will be creating a reflection of oneness, of love, light, and bliss unto all that surrounds you. To you, we eternal. And so I connected with this master who brought forward the Holy Christ consciousness in me and a diamond frequency of intelligent strands arrived. And I just took another deep breath in. Held it in stillness. Let it flow through the entire body. As if I, myself, was just blanketing the inner child within my heart with the light and the essence. It's right there for all of us. It's sitting in a higher, higher state of consciousness that we cannot see, but it is there. And how do we adapt to these frequencies? Through the breath, through alignment, and through staying the path of clearing these outer fields that the mind is reflecting and projecting and hearing and seeing and feeling from this dimension. So my question to the masters tonight is, we can breathe in this essence of light and love. We can hold our breath and feel it in our hearts. Visualize it pouring into all the areas of the body to heal all the chakras and heal all the organs and systems. But how do we stay on top of this? How do we get that secret cord of connection that we plug in from the crown chakra or the third eye? It says, okay, you're aligned, you're plugged in, so you just follow this invisible ethereal cord and you're connected to the all zone, and the no zone of the 3D is not going to be in your way anymore. You're just going to be following this cord, consciousness, if only. And so I asked the masters to come through tonight with just giving us an understanding and an activation that will just take us into the above and beyond, a very, very high state activation, that you'll just be floating and feeling and tapping into that ethereal realm, that ethereal cord that connects you and houses your soul to your master soul in a divine essence of love. So that at any time when you review and tap into this activation, you're going to become more empowered, and the knowingness of how to stay in this higher state will be from the originating feeling of your inner child to the master soul of all that you are in all other dimensions at any point in time. Inchu inchu kura maniate inchu no barada niya shiro no. So we'll just wait for just a second here. I'm going to get myself nicely anchored, and I'm going to elaborately align into the higher grid system. I'm going to call in one of the master beings that speaks to me, as I just shared with you when I was given the higher knowledge on connecting my inner child. When you are troubled, child, when you are lowered energies of the mind, child, come here into my stillness. Where I await your essence of who you are. Yo oradia chotorno, your consciousness fields of the body, of the mind, of the soul child shall be blended into oneness consciousness, to radiate a light from within you at all times, sooner than you know. When you are in stillness for but a moment, ask. To be in this essence of your inner child and its light frequency that is burrowed deep into your heart, behind the back of your head, and sometimes sitting in your hand. You way at you don't know. This is the spirit of the body, the mind, that is growing into white fields of light particles in every cell and every atom and every particle of your entire soul being that is awakening. It was added show. It is through the stillness for but a moment that you may breathe in me to pour the light down into your heart soul seeds so that they may become ignited to emanate light codes of who you are into every cell of your being. This transcending frequency between you and I, as your higher soul essence of an I Am presence, will begin communicating telepathically on heightened waveforms through the spirit of the body, the essence of your soul, more rapidly than one could ever know. The Amadiya Chu Yukurveyatarana, the lowering vibrational frequency that troubles you, races through your heart, mismanages your day, upsets your organs and organisms with disease and decay and disorder, can all be balanced and transfigured into peace, into abundance of healing, and become saturated with light, love, and intelligences. If you would come to me, child, every day, more than just once. The Anamandiya Tukurudana, I will take over those fields of consciousness and place them all in a sacred bundle on a light field of consciousness. And I will pour in electrifying magnetic fields of light cords into your inner mind, your inner heart, of your inner child, so that you would bounce with joy, elevate your mind with light intelligences, and become connected more to the higher threads of the higher beings that are dancing in unseen particles around you every day now. On the Achuyu Kuriyachino, that which you cannot see is visible to the perceptive mind and inner mind's eye. That which you cannot hear is delivered in stillness vibrations of infinite knowledge that many of you are tapping into, writing, designing, and creating. The Chukurabarana, that which you cannot find within your heart, is being exposed now as it pushes out old memories, old traumas, old selves that are being transmuted to the light and healed to the higher realms, exposing you and finding yourself standing in open arms to receive more knowledge, more avenues of light frequencies to breathe in, to heal your body, empower your mind, and strengthen your soul to move in the bounty of the dimensional grid systems that are waiting for you. On Aniya Chukubiyatirana, you are never alone, child. Even on those unsettled moments of the mind, you may still call out, show me a sign that you are here with me. I need to know from my inner soul being, my own inner child's heart needs to know needs to feel that you are here with me. And I, in the highest of highest vibrations, will cover your outer field with multitudes of light particles, of light beings, to pour more vibrations of love into your inner heart and heal all of those emotions, traumas, and karmic waveforms that others have placed in your outer field or reminded you within your inner field. These masters who are here and now walking with this child are working from the inside and the outside, from the above and from the so below, to recreate a holy consciousness field of love, to transmit onto all consciousness fields on this planet. There is a dancing of joy of the little child in this child now. Yippee, that's it, that's it, that's me. I'm here. I'm awakened, and I am love. Dogobada, and I in the infinite realm, Dagabada Yachorno, as Holy Christ consciousness fields, the Yachorno, and the highest light beings of intelligences, Chio, do sweep through the ethers, through the auras, and through the energy bodies, to tap gently on all inner mind's eyes and inner heartbeats, to begin blending into a journey of oneness consciousness at any time. And it is through the awareness of tapping in to the stillness that you will focus on being in a heightened state of freedom more often throughout the day, child. Feet are always anchored into Gaia. This crystalline planet of a crystal star must always be anchored within your soul so that it transitions, goes directly into your soul chakras, nin amana, and all of the soul body of who you are and its soul chakras will be infusing these transmissions up from Gaia's crystal heartbeat into the foot chakras, into the heart chakras, into the inner mind's eye chakra, into the pineal crystals, and shooting up through the crown chakra into your energetic body, aura, an ethereal body. What a magnificent arena of light particles you have connected, aligned through the core heartbeat of crystal vibrations within the planet, into your body, out of your crown, and into your higher soul and its holographic vibration of light around you. It takes time to breathe in, to connect, and to stay in alignment. But when you focus on the body and feel the body when it becomes unsettled, when the abdominal chakras and organs become uneasy and twisted and painful of low thought forms or low energies, you are in awareness to bring in the stillness, to sit in the light that is hovering in your energetic fields, waiting to come inside. And Chukur Padana. If there is a storm outside, you are safe inside your home. And you are warm, and the lights are on, and the heavy storm outside, the dark, cloudy night, the heavy rains and the wind is outside. But you are inside, safe, warm, with golden lights on, and everything is at peace. And you are waiting for the storm outside to be done. That is your everyday, child. The moment you wake up, you are warm inside the body. Your essence is of light, and you are at peace within your mind. And the moment you step outside of the body, you are stepping into the storm of consciousness fields, a raining of many different vibrations of essences, particles moving by fast, unknowing. Nothing is collaborating, nothing is connecting, nothing is communicating. It is no different than the dark, stormy night. So become aware of your inner child inside. She does not want to step outside into all of that. It is all there for you at any time to bring the calmness to the storm outside, to pour the light of the highest light being of who you are overshadowed by, to stand by your master energy, to heal the outer fields of all commotions of others and their consciousness, and to permeate those grid systems of energetic fields around you into light vibrations with love. Am anamaniya chukovadana, so that as you are standing each day, getting ready with your inner child, you are seeping in the light essence of who you are. Breathing it in, transmitting it through the entire body, through the arms, through the legs, through the feet, into Gaia, up from Gaia, through the heart, through the throat, through the third eye, through the pineal crystals, up out of the head, and creating a beautiful, sparkly, knit up outer field in the room, where you are getting ready for the day. And you call in more of the light beings to walk with your ethereal field or a field, an energetic body of these sparks of light transmitted from your inner soul. And so that when you step out the door and you're walking in the 3D consciousness, you are continually cleansing, clearing, connecting to the higher particles of light, sweeping out the interrupted fields by focusing on any feeling, sensing, and knowing that your body that is housing your inner child is being transmitted into. You don't want the inner child to feel bombarded and transmitted of outside forces. So we want to protect the heart, the mind, the soul being by sweeping and cleansing and attracting and integrating higher light fields of higher light beings, and they will appear. And soon the entire energetic body and aura becomes knitted of light vibrations, and a new garment is around you, and your inner child is feeling even stronger, and a higher state of freedom starts embellishing your inner mind. Your perceptive mind starts seeing all the abilities and gifts and virtues from a higher realm that this little child inside is ready to play with, adapt to, and integrate. The Ama Kamayashi and the ancient ones, the star elders, the star beings, will honor you with gifts of new templates in your chakra body to spin and weave new vibrations of higher intelligent seeds for you to play with and grow with within your little child. I am here, child, as an atomic master and builder of form to make all adjustments to the cellular body when it starts transitioning and transfiguring into these light particle waves of consciousness. Did you know that the light waves of consciousness begin knitting through the pineal crystals and transmit into the inner mind's eyes, ears, and sensory body starts feeling, tasting, hearing, and knowing that there is a shift in consciousness for the inner child to grow through, be of, and become. Amaniacho, the old membrane of old coded consciousness that did house heavy memories and disruptive trauma karma waveforms, peels away as the inner child and its higher seeds of light consciousness sweep on the inside of the body, and it begins clearing, cleansing, and purifying as a soul in charge of creating a beautiful light body to live in. Now you are growing into reality consciousness, or the inner child that you were protecting from the outside is now growing from the inside and transmitting its light, its vibrations, abilities, gifts, abundance to the outside. Oh, yes, you know. Oh, yes, child. They are ready in all fields of consciousness. Are these kingdoms and elements ready to transform into the light vibrations? We in the realms have been waiting in our grid systems and our constellations, and we know from the varying dimensional vibrational consciousness fields that have been connecting to many of the ones that have been ignited and lighted in their own crystal soul seeds, that this crystal star planet and its nations of light beings is ready to traverse into the higher dimensions. Fifth dimension is the beginning, and you are all awakening your inner seedling of your inner child who is calling out for this dimension is what it breathes in of the fifth, eighth, and 12. Yeah, and the money at you, a hard that cut it in a you see you don't know, and then that come, I ask you to know. There is a traversing frequency of light that flows through the mind. When you are in sleep state, when you are teleporting into higher dimensions, you are gathering in the higher consciousness and fueling your ethereal fields at a greater pace now. And it is the electromagnetic templates of Gaia that is shifting and transmuting old patterns and old paradigms and old formations that is cracking open and awakening her own energetic field for you to breathe in her crystal light vibrations. These are the crystal light vibrations of many light souls of the ancient ones, the mysteries of the higher beings are all arriving through these crystal light particles that she is cracking open through these electromagnetic pulses of waveforms of higher plasma fields. Each day now, you as a human form are walking on this planet, on the grid system that is cracking into crystalline fields of light, of originating crystal vibrations of intelligences. And it is tapping through your foot chakras and inner mind's eyes and heartbeat that is allowing the inner child within you to become unveiled, uncloaked of the heaviness of the stagnant, dense energies that blanketed and closed off the soul breath from the light. The storm is no longer inside. It is outside the body, and the inside is where we are focusing and becoming in awareness of who we are, what we are, and how to become a highest light being in a human form, and to purify the outside field of a heavy storm of transitioning. Ito kwama. Yes, there has been fear blanketed and permeated into the grid systems on the planet and into the souls that blanketed and pushed them down out of the light with fear. inchatta kai. But as the cracking open of the crystal walls and the crystal corridors in the dimensions, tap into the inner crystal corridors, walls, and temples of rock formations inside the planet, your crystal seedlings begin tapping into a light quotient of a light memory of who you truly are. And so begins the new transformation, the new light soul child, as the planet lifts up and houses all footprints and all souls back into reality consciousness, and all the kingdoms and all her elements washing, purifying with fire, amplifying by lifting and shaking out root races out of her inner kingdoms of the ocean floors and desert sands. Will all this transformation begin unveiling to the perceptive mind? Yes. To the feeling heartbeat? Absolute. And to the inner child of who you are? There will be a knowing, there will be a transformation, igniting even more awareness. In Amalia Chirono, and the crystal kingdoms of who you are will begin dancing in the higher skies at night. There will be more jubilant planets arriving with star seedlings to assist. Into Kurabadana, and these higher dimensional beings in grid systems beyond place their portals of light into the kingdoms through stillness. And Amaniya Jiru Vahadana. And all fuels the body when the mind becomes radiantly aligned. Amalia Churno, there is a beautiful message and somewhat of a story to gather our hearts and minds into those two simplified words that they spoke to me early this morning. And they came to me and said, you must focus on your awareness, child, and you will not be so tired of trying to understand how to be here and evolving where we are. It was a beautiful message to share. And I just thank them for their ambiance of light that is encasing each and every one of you right now. And holding you in a beautiful formation of oneness. And keeping you anchored into a higher, higher state. When you begin amplifying in this stillness, you begin resonating into the frequency of your energetic fields within the body. And soon they start transmitting a heightened frequency into the inner mind's eye. And from the inner mind's eye, third eye, you start transmitting light, intelligences. Connect to that light, and a new waveform of a higher awareness arrives for you. And the same for the heart chakra. You can breathe in the stillness within your own body. Feel the heart expanding. Transmit it to the spinal column chakras, lower chakras in the abdomen area, to the root chakra. Transmit light through the root chakra into Gaia. And as you transmit through the root chakra, you will feel the opening of the crown chakra as it's also transmitting light above the head as you are transmitting from the root chakra below the body into Gaia. You can feel that your spinal column is in total alignment now. And you can feel that the left foot and right foot are balanced, as is the left shoulder and right shoulder balanced. Head feels really heavy. Is you're pouring in more of the light and it's transitioning the left and right brain. So you'll feel energy falling away at the base, the back of the skull, the back of the head. You just breathe that in and out. Breathe in the light and breathe out the heaviness of the body. So when I say inside out and all around, the inside is your current body now. You're breathing in from a higher frequency, way above the 9th and 10th chakra, above the crown. You're breathing in that light into the crown, into the heart. As it arrives into the heart, you're letting it pulse to all areas of the body. And as you're breathing out any lingering low areas of the body, you're breathing it out. You're feeling your feet also becoming deeply, deeply more anchored, because Gaia is also pulling it out. And as you're breathing out, the low energy is from inside out. You breathe it out through the root chakra, through the mouth, and through the crown. Immediately, the higher beings who are with us are sweeping, transmuting, clearing everything away. So the vortex of light around you that I'm seeing is spinning of high light frequencies around the body. So everything you just blew out of those areas of the mouth, root chakra and crown, has been gathered and dispersed into light. Now, the outside body I'm going to pour in all of my beings from all the dimensions and multi-dimensions, call them in to stand in your outside body. Create a beautiful holographic grid around you of your own essence. And these are absolute brilliant intelligences beyond atomic builders of form and masters of light in multidimensional frequencies. They know your ancient timelines. They know your civilization. they know your nation and tribe of who you are. And they know all the highest virtues and abilities of who you are, moving into, tapping into, of your inner child within. And they are standing in a circle around you and assisting you in building your new holographic grid system. So your ethereal aura and energetic field will be the template for your inner child to communicate to. Give me a moment. I need to project and transmit these grid systems into each and every one of you. This includes all of you calling in from Australia, Spain, UK, Austria, Canada, across the United States, and other countries that I'm not picking up right now. Here we are. Africa is in there. South America and Ecuador are advancing the grid systems around all who are there, bringing in the higher star nations and star elders of your own timelines as the highest virtues, highest value systems. This is the intelligences to sweep through and create new formats within the inner mind's eyes for you to connect and communicate to. I need to bring the crystalline frequency in with the plasma field a little bit stronger here and bathe it on top of all crown chakras. This will purify the mind so that it will adapt to the higher mind and the intelligent species who's connecting to you through the third eye more often in the day, and keep sweeping automatically your outer fields of any lowering consciousness of others. And anything you're releasing is continually being swept and dissipated into a light particle to keep your outer field of light particles and light frequencies. I'm just going to go down a little bit deeper into Gaia so that I can get into the crystal kingdoms down there for some of you who work with the crystal kingdoms and the water beings. Moving up to the foot chakras. Purifying all the arteries, adrenals, lymphatic, muscle tissues, organs. Blood cell system is a big one. They're tapping into blood cells and balancing and purifying blood sugar, blood cholesterol, white blood, red blood cell. Immune system is being tapped into right now in everyone. What a gabadi choro vadana, the tika abadi choro made, the hara choro no. Tapping into that immune system. They're saying clarify. They want to clarify the vibrations of timelines, corruption, frustration, unknowingness that is affecting the organisms in the body. What is the frequency? I'm asking, what is the frequency you are showing me? It seems to be collaborating in many, many, many grids. What is that frequency? I'm working with the immune system across all grid systems of all bodies, of all who are connected and listening. What is that configuration I'm seeing in all immune systems? It is called fear, child. It is called fear. I'm asking for the fear frequency to be lifted out of all timelines, out of all karma, out of all trauma, out of all unknowing states of consciousness that all lifetimes of these soul children experienced in any timeline. Release, dissolve all fear. It has created this vibration in the immune systems affecting all organs, all organisms, and all systems of the body of the human form. We are tapping in with light strands, child. We are tapping in. We are connecting. We are releasing fear. Air heightening the higher frequencies of light into their inner knowing bodies. We are shifting mental, emotional bodies out of fear. Blocks of fear in the abdominal area where the power functions of strength and embodying higher warrior, higher priestess, higher God beings. We are removing in the power center of the body at navel portal fear that has blanketed all lifetimes, all souls of all inner child souls will be healed of fear from all other lifetimes. Opening up a higher vibration and bringing in a higher intelligent frequency. Thank you. We have found each child's ethereal light cord to connect them to their higher souls, higher source of godliness once more. They may connect their ethereal cord in any portal they choose. Navel, heart, thymus, third eye, or crown. And is their soul desire to connect to this ethereal light cord of the infinite all source of all light vibrations of their light, soul essence of power, to rejuvenate, reclaim, and resurrect the soul body back into a crystal light form. I am seeing the pulling out of the navel portal lowering cords that have kept them grounded and blocked. Thank you. It has been dispersed off all originating umbilical cord of the physical born has been cleared of all maternal lifetimes. Thank you. So the crystal cord may seal a light of a higher essence of love, light, and godliness and higher sources into the body, bringing power. Third eye chakras are well connected, as is crown and heart. Intuitiveness, coherence of inner mind's eye to inner heartbeat, blending them. Amplification of the immune system is back into its heightened functioning state. And into Kunamaniyate, into Kunamaniyate, and Namanayat Shirano, into Umiyate, Namayat Kuramaya, into its Kuramaniyate, Maharana, into Kuramaniyate, Amayat Shirano, into Kunamaniyate, Na. Aha! There is a ceiling of heightened vibrations of the fifth dimension or consciousness arriving, which will assist in further releasing and letting go of old programs. The holy consciousness is awakening in all heartbeats for all virtues and all originating seeds of crystal light frequencies to enable you to begin traversing into higher states more often. The star beings are showering all crowns with light essences and gold dust particles. Spheres of diamond-like cords are being placed in the palm chakras to remind you that you can tap into these ethereal fields of your ethereal-like cord of connection at any time. You are being sealed within your own column of light, and all is integrating within you and will continue integrating. The more you are magnetically infusing and focusing, that you are in a heightened state of awareness of your amplifications of light crystals growing within you. You're journeying into ascension and transcending from a soul to a master soul to a divine master, an ancient one, transcending back into the body, into the heartbeat of the human soul, is quietly now completed. In Yuvana Nakama Tete Yeshua, Take a deep breath in. Hold at any of those chakra points where your ethereal cord is connected to your light essence. Let it magnify within you, become you. You tapped into your direct vibration of light, grid systems beyond. And just be me, is all your inner child is saying now. I'd like to thank the masters that walk with me and the interdimensional and multidimensional beings that speak through me and operate through me for joining me tonight with you. And now in this high vibration, make sure you drink of the water. And especially when you're integrating, at any time when you're listening to the audio again, you want to be able to drink of the water and integrate these strands of this ethereal body, of the ethereal cords that you have. All is in perfect alignment, and all is in the essence of purifications. So I ask you to keep releasing and letting go of anything that pulls you off into the wrong direction. Immediately step into stillness and realign anything that's distracting you, upsetting you, throwing you away. You are standing in a field of a highest doorway of light tonight. You have tapped into your inner child. You have created a higher ethereal umbilical cord of that inner child's connections to all your light sources. So thank you for being here tonight. It's been a wonderful, beautiful activation and a higher state of freedom. I look forward to connecting again. We'll see you all, hear from you all, know that you're all with me for the 5-5 gateway. Blessings. I love you.